She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I am a paleo kind of gal, so I'm so excited to have Esther Blum on the show. She's author of Cavewomen Don't Get Fat, the Paleo Chic Diet for Rapid Results. Hello, Esther.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's great to have you on. Now, I've read in your book that you've been a holistic nutritionist in New York City for nearly two decades, and you say, believe me, I've seen every fad diet out there, but the paleo diet works, especially when it's adapted to someone like you. So talk about what that means. First of all, I think people have heard the word paleo, but how do you describe it?
Yeah, paleo, it's a hunter-gatherer diet that is actually plant-based. You know, a lot of women have shied away from it. They say, oh my God, it's just a bunch of dudes, you know, waving around steaks and huge drumsticks. And it's really not the case. It's really a plant-based diet that is rich in vegetables, some fresh fruits, pasture meats, ideally meats that are raised on grass, and eggs and fish, wild-caught fish, and quality fats like avocado, nuts and seeds, coconut oil, coconut butter. So super simple, streamlined. Yeah, super simple and streamlined. It's free of grains. It's free of legumes. And it's just a real way to eat clean and return to our roots. Now, one of the key messages of Cavewomen Don't Get Fat is really to help a woman find her own unique carbohydrate tolerance. So we all tolerate different levels of carbs based on how we're working out and where we are in our monthly cycle. So I give women the template that enables them to custom tailor this eating plan to their own unique needs. And I do yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, in terms of, you know, maybe you can really kind of shed light on this in terms of how much protein or animal protein is to be used. So can you be on the paleo diet and be, let's say, vegetarian or vegan, or do you have to eat, you know, some form of animal protein?
That's such a great question, and the answer is no, you don't. You can be a vegan or vegetarian and follow this plan. It's trickier, but you can do it. And the way to do it is a couple ways. One is to have a diet that, again, is rich in plant-based foods, vegetables, fruit, and then you can add in quality starches like sweet potatoes and root vegetables and quality fats like coconut oil and avocado and nuts. Now, you may, when you are vegetarian or vegan, you should definitely take some supplements. There are some supplements you will naturally be deficient in not eating meat, but you absolutely can do paleo. And there are cultures that do have 80 to 90% of their diet from sweet potatoes and vegetables. And then there are other cultures that their diet from blood and meat and fat and oils, and they're paleo too. So it's really, you know, it's really unique and individualized, which is what I love about it.
Well, Esther, what I love is the individualization of it as well. For example, I don't do well on most carbs. I do eat a sweet potato every day. I do eat quinoa. I do fine with some lentils. But pretty much everything else, if I eat pasta, even whole grain, I get really sleepy. I'll eat it once in a while for a treat, but that's why the paleo just works better for me, whereas my husband eats whole grains all the time, although I'm getting a more paleo. Every night I'll be like, paleo, paleo, and I'll make him the same dinner I'm making rather than something else. But he'll feel fine. And so there really is a lot of individual issues to look at, isn't there?
Well, yes, and I think people feel fine until they cut it out and then try and reintroduce it. And then they say, oh, my God, I actually don't feel as well as I do now. So it's kind of important to play and find your own unique individuality. And what I'd love to do is really do a two-week detox in the beginning where I clean out all carbs, including, lentils and beans and grains, and I just have people really fill their plates with vegetables and some fruit and meat and fat and help resensitize their body to insulin, let go of bloat, let go of puffiness. If you have an autoimmune condition like multiple sclerosis, for example, even eczema, rosacea, acne, skin conditions of all sorts, you know, your body will respond very quickly and get rid of the inflammation and get rid of the triggers that are flaring up your autoimmune conditions. And then I have people add back in a half a cup of cooked starch per week, you know, per day, per week. So I'll say, okay, now add in half a cup of sweet potatoes. And how did your body fat happen? And how did your digestion work that week? And how are your energy levels? And I'll have people keep increasing until they've reached their state where they can not only maintain their body fat and their lean physique, but also feel energized and alert and awake.
You know, it's funny. I'm a holistic nutritionist, Esther, and I've tried pretty much every diet under the sun, mm-hmm. you know, from Atkins mm-hmm. to Fit for Life to blood type. Mm-hmm. But one of the, I've never tried the paleo diet. And, you know, it's interesting listening to you speak because my husband would right now be saying, yeah, this is amazing. Because mm-hmm. he's such a caveman, you know, typo blood types. I mean, he could literally subsist on animal protein. And I do believe in the blood type diet in a sense. Like, how does that or does that play into the paleo diet at all?
I really don't address the blood type diet in the paleo diet. Now, that being said, I have found some truth to it. Certainly the type O bloods do fare much better on, you know, a paleo diet. But yet I have A's and B's that also fare well on a paleo diet. So I really, I don't put all my stock in it. I kind of go by how someone feels. I take a food allergy test. You know, some people do tolerate lentils and legumes, and I say, fine, if you tolerate it and you want to incorporate some hummus into your meal plan, okay. I try to, dairy is another one, like some people tolerate heavy cream but not milk. Some people tolerate raw milk and not pasteurized milk. So I address all of those in the book because that's what makes us unique, and it is not a one-size-fits-all approach. The only one-size-fits-all approach is that we all need to eat a lot of vegetables. Everyone agrees on that. And some fresh fruit. And the rest gets really sketchy, right? And, you know, we have all these processed foods. We're throwing all these curveballs at our bodies and our metabolism because our bodies don't understand a lot of modern-day foods. And we're sitting all day, which is very modern-day. You know, if we all could just physically stand all day while we worked, our metabolisms would thank us. You know, sitting is definitely the new smoking in terms of insulin resistance and metabolic issues. So we want to try, and paleo, it takes all those into account. I even take into account, you know, cosmetics and cleaning products in our homes and ways to really green up our home and keep things basic, like cleaning with baking soda and vinegar and using organic skincare or just using coconut oil as a body moisturizer. You know, just simplifying, just streamlining and simplifying and kind of going back to a very basic way of living. And I think there's such a trend that paleo is such a vein of people running through through our country right now, but yet we're still the minority. There's still a shocking lack of information and knowledge on the subject.
I like that, this vein of information. So kind of no pun intended with the animal protein. Anyways, thought it was kind of
weird out. It's been an evolution.
Exactly. You know, I'm interested in what you said. I love that you say that you do allergy testing. We probably have about a minute left. You know, you talk about doing allergy testing, and I think that's super important. I love that you touched on that because for most people, you know, a lot of people don't even realize what they can be sensitive to or allergic to. So tell me a little bit about your allergy testing and how you go about that. We have about a minute left.
I work with practitioners that I refer out to do what's called a LEAP or an MRT test that tests chemical and sensitivities and sensitivities to nutrients and herbs, even vitamins. So I like to get people tested. If you have a lot of food allergies, like probably 15 or more, you probably have a leaky gut and you've got some real intestinal inflammation and you're not breaking down your foods properly. But if you have a small amount, you know, it's the take-home message is rotate your diet, rotate your proteins, rotate your fats, rotate your starches so that you don't develop allergies. It's possible to develop allergies at any point. You got to be careful and mindful. And that's the purpose of seasonal foods. That's really the purpose of, you know, what growing foods in season. That's nature's rotation diet, really.
No, I think what you said has a lot of validity. I think it's amazing what you're doing. And I want, if you're interested in learning more about Esther and the paleo diet, you can visit her website at livinggorgeous.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Esther Blum, B-L-U-M. Thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me. It was a great time.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.